Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
This episode is brought to you by Marshalls, where you never have to compromise between quality and price. The buyers of Marshalls hustle hard, working to bring you great deals on brand name and designer pieces. Because Marshalls believes everyone deserves access to the good stuff. Visit a Marshalls store near you or shop online at marshalls.com.
Well, it had to happen sometime. Wasn't going to be like the 1972 Miami Dolphins where the Stars could go undefeated, right? But it's just the way it happened that's a little bit frustrating tonight, but it's just one game. Long way to go. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Thank you so much for all your support of Spits and Suds. You guys are amazing teammates. Got a lot of tweets to get to tonight. We'll get to those in just a few minutes after we recap the game. But what a disappointing one, right? You know, you have Vancouver coming in, a Vancouver team that has been kind of struggling on the power play, just kind of struggling, not playing as good as Vancouver could. And you kind of gave them a little juice, and to their credit, they took advantage of it. So let's talk about it. First period, amazing. Here are the lines tonight. It was Sam Steele, Roope Hintz, and Mikko Rantanen on the first line. Jason Robertson, Wyatt Johnston, and Tyler Seguin on the second line. Johnston moving into that Duchesne spot. Then you had Radek Foxa, Colin Blackwell, and Maverick Bork, followed by Nathan Bastian, Justin Ritzkovian, and Adam Ernie getting his first start of the season. And the Stars certainly pressed early, not allowing any sustained pressure, applying a lot of pressure on the other end. One of the aspects I did like about this coaching staff is that stressing that good things happen when you put pucks on net. Remember last year at times we'd mention pass happy or looking for that perfect shot? Well, we saw it the other night against the Wild when Matt Duchesne, before he got injured, he threw one in front of the net. Remember, it goes off of Zach Bogosian, who was covering Sam Steele in front of a goal. Well, tonight, another shot thrown on net. This time, it's Maverick Bork trying to put it in front for Radek Foxa. It deflects off of Pettersson's stick past Thatcher Demko for the first goal. And Radek Foxa does get an assist on this, and he deserves it because he makes this goal happen. First, he wins the draw over Pettersson clean, and that's big because it's in the Vancouver zone, and that allows the puck to get to Maverick Bork. Second, the Stars are doing a really great job as far as throwing pucks on net and getting to the net quickly. It's something they struggled with in the past, and candidly, something they struggled with in the second and third period tonight. But Foxa goes right to the net. Pettersson lets him. In fact, Pettersson tries to play the puck instead of Foxa, and by playing the puck, it was a really nice tip into his own net. So it was past Thatcher Demko, 1-0, good guys. Barn rocking With that goal, Bork becomes the 12th different Stars goal scorer. That's quality depth in just the fourth game of this young season. So the Stars really controlled most of the first period, but you could see about the last 7 minutes, Vancouver got some good energy and went on the attack, and they had some real nice offensive zone time. So Jake DeBrusk, through fighting in front of the net, in front of their own net, with Mikko Rantanen, 1:35 left in the first, gets called for tripping, sends the Stars on the power play, and they cash in. Mikko draws the penalty and then scores on the power play. Vancouver clears the puck, and a great job of the Stars creating a rush of sorts and spacing out well rather than just keeping it in the zone. So most teams will bring it up, maybe the drop back pass, get it in the zone, set up shop. That wasn't the case here. It was Haskinen to Hintz real quick to Robertson with the cross-ice pass to a streaking Mikko Rantanen. He wrist it past Thatcher Demko to make it 2-0. So on this second goal, the key to this play is the Stars collect the puck, and Haskinen has the puck, and Hintz loops in front of Miro with a lot of speed. And that really puts separation between the Vancouver defender and Haskinen. So when Hintz receives the puck, he's full stride, and that leads to the rush. And honestly, the Vancouver defender can't get back, so it's an odd man rush. And it's kind of interesting. We talk left-right a lot on Spits and Suds as far as shots, but Mikko is shooting left on the right side, and that's advantageous in this case because of that. He's able to catch it on the fly, and he's able to catch it with the stick already in back of him. So the wrist shot is engaged immediately, puts it far side on Demko, 2-0. Yeah, like I said, the last 7 minutes, things started to change a little bit, but that power play certainly helped. And Stars go into the first intermission up by a pair. But unfortunately, this has been a 40-minute franchise per Glenn Gulletson, and tonight it was second period for Vancouver. So the Stars actually had some good chances on a power play about 5 minutes into the second, but couldn't cash in. So right after that power play ended, the Stars had two defensemen on the ice, Thomas Harley and Nils Lundqvist, due to the absence of Matt Duchene. So Evander Kane gets the puck, and I think this goes back to some coaching and film work by Vancouver, because if you look, Kane immediately looked down ice, and he throws the puck in the air. Thomas Harley, after the game, admitted first and third goals were on him. He needs to handle that puck, even if it means getting down on a knee and using your mitts and stopping that puck at all costs. You can't allow a player like Thomas Hedel getting behind you. He moves in on the short breakaway, beats DeSmith. It's 2-1 Stars. Right after that, I mean right after that, Vancouver dumps it into the star zone. Radek Foxa hooks Evander Kane. That sends the Canucks on the power play. One thing the Stars really need to clean up is penalties. And they're happening at like really bad times. Heading into tonight's game, Stars averaged 17.3 penalty minutes. And that was down tonight, but that still leads the NHL. And on top of that, Vancouver was 0-for-7 this season on the power play. So they were due. They were only team without a power play goal until they spent a lot of time in the star zone. 7 seconds left with the extra man. The dangerous Quinn Hughes gets some space from the point. He throws a low shot at the net. Brock Besser tips it by DeSmith, and this game is tied. That was a solid power play by the Canucks just on zone time alone. Great movement. They had the Stars worn out, and they couldn't get it out of their own zone. The Stars, really one of the first times this season, really struggled to get it out of their zone against Vancouver. Two goals by Vancouver in just 2 minutes, 10 seconds. Just 1 minute, 16 seconds later, Texas-born and raised Tyler Myers. Just love his size. He was throwing his weight around tonight as well. He shoots a sweet bang shot off the boards. I mean, this was really nice to the speedy Max Sasson. Once again, a Vancouver player gets behind Thomas Harley's side. Vancouver knew where to go against DeSmith, streaking down the right side. Same shot, far post, under the blocker, over the pad. This game has completely flipped. 3-2 Canucks. 18:54 of the second, time winding down. This was a massively costly goal. Stars hemmed in their zone. You know we love us some Colin Blackwell, but when you're Colin Blackwell, you're along the boards, it's late in the period. You could tell that after this costly error, he wanted it back immediately. Instead of moving the puck up, he thinks there's space in the middle with Petrovic. But Connor Garland, who was absolutely terrific, just a hustler, spent years. I mean, he's got a great skill set, but the kid just hustles. Every team would love a Connor Garland. He's just relentless. He intercepts the puck, the errored pass by Colin Blackwell into the middle, takes it wide, fools DeSmith, puts it in. Late in the period, Stars go into the third period down 4-2. Now, the Stars do get a couple power play opportunities in the third. 2:30 in, they get a power play. One high danger chance was Mikko Rantanen, who was terrific tonight. Sweet pass between his legs to Roope Hanson. Would have been an absolute highlight reel of a goal, but Thatcher Demko with a big save on Hintz. And then Steele also had a one-timer, but it was blocked in front by Roenick. Teams go back and forth through the period. Some close calls on both sides. Stars just could not get it going. Time winding down. Mikko Rantanen draws another penalty. Stars go on the power play. 17:25 in the third. This time they score. Wyatt Johnston, his goal, a game streak alive. Extra man tally. Four games in, four goals. Matt Duchene out. His usual line mate Tyler Seguin came up big on this. A Duchene-like pass to a streaking Wyatt Johnston. And he beat Demko, who was terrific all night, glove side. So we have a game with 2:08 remaining. Time winding down, 1:02 remaining. And these are the little things, but with a Dallas empty net, Vancouver goes for the empty netter. It goes off the glove of Mikko Rantanen, so it would not have been icing. But Connor Garland out hustles the Stars to the puck and puts it in front to Evander Kane. Miro Heiskanen call for the trip, so Vancouver goes on the power play. That, to me, is such a little detail. But you cannot let a Canucks player get behind you at that stage. You have to hustle for the puck.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're down by one. Time is running out. Every second counts. And Quinn Hughes fires it down. Nobody covering the empty net. DeSmith was heading to the bench. And that is your ball game. And Vancouver is becoming a pest at the AAC. Thatcher Demko, terrific in net. Now, 9-1-1 against Dallas. Didn't think DeSmith was terrific. I mean, I didn't think he was awful, but we've seen Casey DeSmith play better. Didn't necessarily get help from his D-core. Great first period, and it kind of went downhill from there. You look at the second, third period. Hitting went away. They didn't win puck battles. In the first, they were buzzing in front of Demko, screens. I thought that kind of tailed off as well. So in four games, you're giving up 3.25 goals a game. I still think you took some costly penalties. A lot of cleaning up to do. But we got to give credit to the Canucks. They were down and out first game of a five-game road trip. Heck of a comeback from them. Glenn Gulletson, after the game, what he talked about, which was interesting, was managing the game better. And in his words, which I think is a very good description, we are flatlining when we get the lead. In other words, the aggression stops, the hitting stops, the puck battles stop, the physicality stops, shooting wide rather than in tight, not going into the middle, the dirty areas. So I think that's a really good point by Glenn Gulletson, and he pointed out each individual, and it's just little errors that are happening, but little errors lead to big goals. So still a lot to clean up. The thing about the NHL, every team is really cleaning up at this point, and that's something to think about. It is just one loss. You're 3-1. Heck, if you could say after – and I mean, Vancouver's Vancouver, but Winnipeg, Colorado, Minnesota, Vancouver at home, and you're 3-1, I think Stars fans would certainly take that. So let's not get too up in arms. But this one, the way it happened, absolutely. I can see how it stings because this one stung for me as well. Another thing. Two more goals let in as far as shorthanded opportunities. So teams are scoring against the Stars shorthanded. Your three stars of the game, by the way, they do it right at the AAC. Thatcher Demko, number one. Quinn Hughes, number two. Mikko Rantanen, number three for the Dallas Stars. So this wasn't like the other night where we're just giving out stars to people who don't have a goal and an assist. That was fascinating against Colorado, but they did it right tonight at the AAC. All right.
So good, so good, so good.
Just in, thousands of winter arrivals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 70% on coats, slippers, and cashmere from Kate Spade, New York, Vince, UGG, Levi's, and more.
Check out these boots.
They've got the best gifts.
My holiday shopping hack? Join the Nordy Club.
Get an extra 5% off every Rack purchase with your Nordstrom credit card. Plus, buy it online and pick it up in-store the same day for free. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you Rack.
Let's get to your tweets. I know you guys have a lot of feedback and always appreciate you guys being involved. You can always reach me at GJ Spittle. We're usually here. I would say we're always here after each game. So feel free, get in the habit of just contacting us after the game. And of course, we'll give you a nice shutout after the game. My name is not Damien, said Ben's absence has been glaring. It seems like the team gets rattled easily and misses his presence. Who needs to step up? Sagan, Johnston, Roope. I think Sagan and Johnston are playing really well right now. Roope had some opportunities tonight. Didn't play bad, just had opportunities. And if you want to be a number one center in this league, you have to cash in on those opportunities. He goes on to say, not sure who's going to get the C after Ben is gone. I think we need him more than we thought we did. Listen, having the captain around would be absolutely great. But if you're asking me, I think the Duchesne loss tonight was higher than Ben. I think Matt Duchesne adds a lot to this team, and he's a top six player. After January 1st last year, Jamie Benn's game really tailed off. We don't know how good Jamie Benn's going to be this year. This is not the same Jamie Benn that we've seen in the past. And hopefully under Glenn Gullitson, he can go back and kind of like what Dustin Brown did. He was off for a few years in LA, but his final few years, he actually played really well. So let's see when Jamie Benn comes back. But at the same time, my name is not Damien. I would say Matt Duchesne's loss was greater. By the way, Duchesne really tried to go tonight. It was precautionary that they kept him out of the game. So expect him in the lineup on Saturday night and expect Ottinger back in goal. Sham 14 day till Live Stars Hockey says the Canucks always give us problems. So it tracks that they're our first loss of the year. Boys need to be tighter when they have the lead, and DeSmith is the backup for a reason. May nothing happen to Otter. Amen. Casey DeSmith was amazing last year at a backup role. Came in and shut the door down several times. This was his first start. I'm not going to judge him based on this. I think we have a heck of a backup in DeSmith. He's proven himself over the years. Not the best effort for DeSmith, but not a bad effort. He did make some key saves when he needed to. I think they just kind of left him out to dry. I mean, think about that. Those were two breakaways. Those are high danger chances. The other one was a tip from Brock Besser, who's a terrifically talented player. And then the other one was an empty net. So was DeSmith really that bad when you think about it that way? Why Joe number 53 is elite. I'm getting to the point where I am saying Wyatt Johnson is borderline elite. Just the way she goes. Let's see. Re-rack and win a division game on Saturday. Listen, Saturday, bring the heavy because they're going to bring it against you. This should be a physical matchup Saturday, early start time, 6 o'clock at St. Louis. It's going to be a good one. Husky at noisy underscore cricket. That's what I call deserved loss right there. While the Stars have looked good so far, we head into game five where the Stars have yet to play a full 60 minutes, making things harder on themselves in the process. Obviously still early, but concerned heading into game five. Yeah, I mean, definitely concerned because they have not put together a 60-minute game. You're absolutely right. They know it. The coaches know it. And they haven't played well with the lead. That is absolutely what Glenn Gullitson said after the game, and he nailed it. They have not played well with a lead. Noah Brown, thank you so much for sending in your comments. Blowing these multi-goal leads does bring some concern. However, it's still very early in the season. We'll get better. I think no Duchesne hurt a bit. Do you think we see him on Saturday? Yes, we will see him on Saturday. Ben Pereira at Ben Pereira 9. Stars have been fortunate to have Otter bail them out from bad defense for the first three games. To Smith, not so much. The Moose is unbelievable. We're lucky to have him. 3-1 start to the season. Had to complain too much, but still growing pains to some, I think. Yeah, I love the candid nature that Thomas Harley spoke with after the game. He needs to do that because if he wants to become a leader on this team, and he was right, you cannot allow players to get behind you like that. And Thomas Harley's an offensive player, but he's got to be better defensively against that first and third goals. You cannot let players behind you to score breakaways, especially two quick players like that. So I think the defense as a whole needs to be a bit better. This is not, to me, a shutdown defense. This is a defense that kind of holds on. They're giving up too many goals. I mean, that's the reality, but they're scoring a lot of goals too. Thank you, Ben, for your tweet. Wasico, always great to hear from you, and man, great to see you and meet you and your lovely lady the other night. Hope New York is an awesome trip for you, and you replied, still out of town, so I missed it. That being said, I prefer we start doing all the bad stuff now, fix it early in the season. You kind of did miss a interesting game, but it is what it is. If you get a chance, go back and watch the first period and then shut it off. I think at that point, you're good to go because you did see some good hockey in the first period. All right. So that's going to do it for tonight's program. And we'll be back on Saturday night/Sunday morning with another Stars post-game show. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting. It just comes down to cleaning it up. You know, I mean, this is a very, very talented team. The good news is, let me throw some good news at you. You're 3-1, okay? You've beaten three division opponents. You have a fourth scheduled on Saturday night in their barn, a tough place to play. So coming out with 2 points, if you start the season 4-0 against the Central Division, that's really, really good. You're scoring a lot of goals, so your offense is clicking. That's another good sign. Offense can be hard to come by. We saw the scoring droughts back and forth last year. The scoring has been consistent this year, and that's a good thing. And remember, you lost Mikhail Granlund. You lost Mason Marchment. You lost Evgeny Dodonov. Those were 3 20-goal scorers. And it was like, what are we going to do about that? Well, after 4 games, we're not really talking about it. So that is a very good sign. So there are a lot of positives. It's just we got to clean up, you know, specifically when they have a lead and really just keep the aggression going and playing a full 60 seconds. Now, teams are going to push. So you have to realize it is extremely rare in the NHL. And I have to remind myself of this, for a team to not push once during a game. That's a bad game. So teams definitely take momentum away and they're going to push. It's how you respond to that push. And the Stars really had no answer in a quick span in that second period and gave up 3 goals and 1 bad one at the end of the second period. So thank you once again for listening. Thank you once again for supporting Spits and Suds. I truly appreciate it. And once again, do not forget, if you can, if you have a chance and you listen on Apple, then they give you the opportunity to leave a review of the program. So if you don't mind, just leave a review. That would be awesome. And say, you know, if you like the Spits and Suds podcast, why do you like the Spits and Suds podcast? I love getting your feedback and I love reading them. Absolutely love when our reporters join us, and we're excited to keep doing that throughout the season. So thank you one and all for listening. For producer Gregory Finley, oh my goodness, I almost forgot. I almost wrapped this up. This program is proudly presented by my friends at the On Time Experts. I will tell you why I almost forgot. Because right now, my house is running oh so smooth. When the air needs to go on, it goes on. Nice temperature in the house. The weather has been so unusual. A little bit milder this time of year. The cooler air is coming. And is your HVA system ready? And you know who to call. It is the official HVAC company of the Dallas Stars, the official HVAC and plumbing company of Spits and Suds. That's right. I'm talking about the On Time Experts. They stepped up. They said, hey, we want to sponsor Spits and Suds. And the coolest thing is I was an On Time Experts lifetime customer even before this sponsorship came along. And I want you to be a lifetime customer as well. Now through October 31st, they're running some amazing specials. If your drain is clogged, call the On Time Experts. Go ahead, get your first opinion. They are offering a second opinion if something's wrong with your system, absolutely free. There's usually a service charge involved because it's they're taking the time to come out to your house. Not if you use that customer. And first-time customers, you get a thorough cleaning, a thorough tune-up of your system. They'll check, do a full diagnostic check of your system. I think it's like almost 60-point diagnostic check. So they thoroughly check and make sure that your system is humming. And if not, they'll tell you what's wrong, maybe some possible repairs in the future. Maybe if you're using a filter that they say you could use a better filter. Basically, they want to optimize your system to keep that power bill low and to keep you smiling through the cooler months. And by the way, heading into spring and summer next year, you know that your HVAC unit will be optimized. So do me a favor. Book now with the On Time Experts. It's a simple thing. TheOnTimeExperts.com. Just hit the book now button and it will give you a 4-hour window. That's right. Same day service guaranteed. If it's on a Saturday, it'll be a four-hour window, like I said, so you can make the plans around the on-time experts. You know how frustrating it is at times when you're sitting waiting for another service to show up at your house, whether it's your TV's out. And sometimes it's like, well, we'll get there when we get there. We'll be there on Saturday sometime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Guess what? You're locked for the rest of the day. You can't make plans. You can't even walk your dogs. Well, you can walk your dogs like I do with the on-time experts because they're going to call and give me an update of when they're arriving within the hour. And then the technician is going to call when they arrive or when they're coming to your house. That's how good they are. The ontimeexperts.com. Thank you once again for listening to Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Until Saturday, have a great day, everyone.
And Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu, is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.